Asian Americans are one of the fastest growing populations in the region, a 50% increase in the last decade. So the Obama administration is expanding its Asian American and Pacific Islander Initiative, a program started in 1999 under then President Bill Clinton. In an interview with WYSO, White House Cabinet Secretary Christopher Liu said the event will look at underserved Asian populations facing issues with jobs, the economy, healthcare, education, immigration, and housing.
The president has made a commitment that no one should be invisible to their government. So over the past 3 years, we on the initiative, not only myself, but our staff and the commissioners who serve on the initiative, have been crisscrossing the country talking about issues of importance to the Asian American community. More than 50 cities reaching more than 25,000 people.
Secretary Liu, who also chairs the AAPI, says there's a perception that Asian Americans are what some people call a model minority, that they are near the top of the ladder on education and economic factors. And he says to some degree that's true, but there is a disparity of experiences within the Asian community.
You go to any of the best universities in the country and in Ohio, there are a large percentage of the students are Asian Americans. But then you look in certain pockets in our community, in the Southeast Asian community, in the Vietnamese community, the Laotian community, the Cambodian community. In those communities, upwards of 40% of the students are high school dropouts.
Liu also says that jobless Asian Americans tend to stay unemployed longer than other segments of the population. And Friday's Open to the Public event will look at answers for those issues while also discussing new initiatives to help Midwestern small businesses expand and create jobs. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Jerry Kenney.